Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look back at the lesson we had in church today from more of a family angle. I'm here with my pal, Ms. Whitney.
Hi there.
And today we're in Matthew chapter 2, and one of the most disturbing, I think, stories in the New Testament of how when Herod heard that there may be this child that was born in Bethlehem who could challenge his rule, he sent his men out to destroy every boy 2 years old and under in the whole area. It's just such a terrifying story. But one of the things that Ms. Whitney and I picked up on from that story from a family angle is just that our kids actually pick up on a lot of what's going on. They hear stories of tragedy. They hear stories of war and murder sometimes. They see things on TV, and they know that the world can be a cruel and dangerous place. But we want to instill in them the truth that we can trust in God and that God knows these things are going on, yet he is leading the world towards peace and leading the world in love. So from a daily angle, just to how we proceed with our faith and building a culture of faith in our homes, what can we do to help kids understand that God loves us and protects us, even when they see terrible things in the world, and even sometimes in our own families?
This is a difficult understanding to grapple with when you're an adult, but especially as a child when you're seeing bad things happen. Children are just building their faith and trying to understand who God is and lean into that literal childlike faith that we all would like. But when things go wrong, it can really feel like your faith is being tested or that God is contrary in character to what we're taught he is. And this can really make understanding God as a good and loving creator really hard. And unfortunately, there's a lot of those instances where terrible things are happening throughout our lives.
Yeah, well, those are the things that can really damage a person's walk in faith, can really knock them off the trail, in other words. And that's why I think it's important, even with children, not to shy away so much from those big issues, those issues that are disturbing, remembering that God is with us and that it's part of our role as Christians to understand that he is our king and he has come, and that we are enlisted to fight the fight for that light, to point that light out to other people, especially people who are experiencing sorrow and pain that comes in life.
Yeah, and we really want our kids to understand that God has given us free will and has, as believers, enlisted us to be on the side of what is right and what is good. And we have the opportunity to make right and good choices that are pleasing to God. The greatest part of this free will is that God has made us so that we are powerful and that we can make the choices, and God has loved us enough to give us this power rather than making all of our decisions for us in our whole entire lives. And we have a part to play in God's plan, and as parents, we can really emphasize this to our children and help them understand that.
Yeah, I love that you say that it's so important in these situations and in everything to help children understand that they really do have power and strength and agency, and that we use all of those things to go ahead and sign up, to enlist, to be on God's team. But still, those hard things can happen to us and to those that we love. So we need to walk that line and help kids understand that even though those things do happen in life, because people do have free will, and sometimes we're subject to the bad decisions that other people make, but that doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. And in fact, he promises, what he does promise, is to make us strong and to love us through anything that comes our way.
And God also protects us. We might not know when or how that protection will come, and it might not always seem like protection to us, but the Bible tells us that we can believe he will protect us, and he will indeed do so in all instances. This really calls back to mind last year, year before last, in 2019, my grandmother passed away, and that was something really hard for me to grapple with, and I wasn't quite ready for that. But coming into 2020 and seeing everything that happened then and the pandemic and realizing that my grandmother was in a nursing home at the time and she was really losing her facilities because she had Alzheimer's, I really did start to understand that it might be a blessing and it might be God protecting me from something much worse and so much more heartbreaking, and my grandmother from something so much worse. And so that blessing was in disguise and I didn't quite understand it at the moment, but looking back on it, I could really see where he could protect me in that.
Mm, yeah, God is always working out his good purpose, and he is protecting us, even though sometimes it may seem like doesn't make any sense to us at all. We need to just trust in that God's going to act according to his good will and for his good purpose in our lives. I think that within that, on a practical level, it's really important to teach children these concepts, especially from Scripture, and especially beginning, I know we talked about this, through Psalm 23.
Yeah.
Because it just has such a great impact. It really is a psalm about protection and about trust. So I thought maybe we could just go through that and just talk through Psalm 23.
Sure, absolutely.
And, yeah, see what we come up with there.
Yeah, let's go through it. Let's read Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3a. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. If I'm a child, what is going to stick out to me in this passage is where it says that God takes care of my needs. He lets me rest in green meadows and leads me to peaceful streams, which would, to me, indicate a place of safety and happiness. And he makes me strong, and that would indicate to me that I can face the challenges in front of me with God there with me."
You know, as you were reading, it struck me that when we have a verse like that on our minds, if we know it, when we're actually in those situations where we are with our children by a quiet stream and we're in that place of happiness and safety, to be able to just recite that, how powerful a lesson that would be without explaining a whole lot, just to say that this is what God's trying to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he goes on. He says, "He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And again, I think that is such a beautiful promise of prosperity and of protection, that God's going to lead us, if we allow him, into making those decisions that are in line with his purpose, that are God-honoring decisions. And every time we do that, we protect ourselves, and we are protected from some of the worst decisions that we can make. But it's a beautiful little expression of God's care for us to help us to prosper and to be protected.
And that's not necessarily for any one person. It's for all of us, because it says for God's namesake, for honor his name. And so that doesn't mean you have to be special to have that. Everybody gets that same protection. And in verse 4, it says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." There's that, you know, safety again. The image here is that darkness, which is such a common fear for children, and even the darkness of a situation can be terrifying. And this psalm now paints a picture of someone who we have established as our provider and our leader. Now he's with us in this dark place, and he's armed to keep us safe. So that's a really powerful, strong image of God and who he is.
That's so beautiful. And then as he continues, he says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." In ancient times, to offer a potential enemy or an enemy a meal and to have that person sit down with you, that was a huge thing. It meant that you were equals, you were friends, and that there was peace between you.
Sure.
It neutralized an enemy. I look at this and I think that God really does this with the enemy, the one who would want to destroy us and pull us away from God. God, when we are in his purpose, when we are trusting in him, he lays that table before us and neutralizes the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, to anoint our heads with oil, that was almost like a knighthood, you know?
Yeah.
And it really does speak to the royal nature of those who trust in God, who become his children through Christ, that he anoints our head with oil. We're like his princes and princesses, or his royal family.
Yeah. And to end it all, it says, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." So we see right here the goodness and love forever. We have God's character and one that promises not to leave us. And that's just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And it's forever, which is eternity. Mm-hmm. And really, this is such a beautiful promise too, because it tells us that God is protecting us. Mm-hmm. God is caring for us. And even though that protection may not extend to every single situation on earth in a bodily way, certainly our souls are protected mm-hmm. into eternity. And ultimately, that's the only protection that's really going to matter, is that protection into eternity. So as we look forward to this year, and then there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot to be afraid of. And, you know, our kids, again, pick up on a lot, and they know that things are in turmoil sometimes. Mm-hmm. To take a psalm like Psalm 23 and help them memorize it and memorize it for ourselves. I mean, I'll tell you, I go to bed at night, and this goes through my mind almost every single night.
Yeah.
You know, so to have those tools so that we can help our kids still trust in God and know that everything's going to be all right, no matter what we're facing. Those are powerful tools to have, and praise God we have them. Mm-hmm. So we will see you next week on Under the Stained Glass, and thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.